Belmopan, Belize is officially rolling out mandatory B2B invoicing and e-receipts, following an amendment to the General Sales Tax Act announced on February 28, 2025. While no details on regulations or implementation schedules have been released, businesses must prepare for a digital transformation in tax reporting. E-invoicing mandate for Belize. In a move to modernize and streamline tax administration, the government of Belize has given the green light to mandatory B2B invoicing and e-receipts for businesses. The amendment to the General Sales Tax, GST, Act, which was announced in late February 2025, marks a significant shift in the country's approach to tax compliance. As part of the broader trend toward digital tax reporting across the globe, Belize joins other countries in embracing e-invoicing, which is expected to improve transparency, reduce fraud, and simplify the tax compliance process. Businesses will be required to submit digital invoices and receipts for transactions within the B2B, business-to-business, sector, transforming how sales and VAT are reported. However, as of now, no detailed regulations or a rollout timeline have been provided. The Belize Tax Service Department has indicated that a full implementation plan will be developed in consultation with stakeholders in the market. For now, businesses need to start preparing for the transition and understand the potential impacts on their operations. Economic and compliance impact, why it matters for businesses. For businesses in Belize, this new mandate will require adapting existing accounting and invoicing systems to accommodate e-invoicing and e-receipt technology. While many companies already use electronic systems for invoicing, the shift to a fully electronic system for tax compliance will likely require further investment in digital infrastructure, particularly for those businesses that are not yet fully digitized. The key economic and compliance impacts of this change include increased efficiency. E-invoicing will reduce the administrative burden of manual invoice processing and ensure faster, more accurate VAT reporting. Enhanced compliance. E-invoicing systems are designed to provide real-time data to tax authorities, allowing the Belize Tax Service Department to more efficiently monitor and audit businesses for VAT compliance. Digital infrastructure investment. Businesses may need to invest in software, training, and system upgrades to ensure they can comply with the new e-invoicing requirements. Risk of penalties. With the transition to digital reporting, businesses that fail to comply with the new rules could face penalties, especially if they are unable to meet the deadline for the full implementation of the e-invoicing system. Stakeholder reactions. Mixed reactions from the market. While the Belize Tax Service Department has not provided a formal rollout timeline, it is clear that businesses are beginning to prepare for the upcoming changes. Some stakeholders have expressed optimism about the potential benefits, including improved operational efficiency and reduced opportunities for fraud. However, others have raised concerns about the transition period and the readiness of local businesses to adopt new digital tax systems. Implementing e-invoicing is a significant step forward for Belize. However, we will need a clear roadmap and support for businesses, especially smaller enterprises, to ensure a smooth transition, said Ricardo Castillo, CFO at a leading Belizean exporter. The costs of upgrading systems and training staff could be challenging for many businesses. Key milestones and potential delays. For now, businesses in Belize should prepare for the following next steps. Regulatory clarification. The Belize Tax Service Department will need to issue detailed regulations and guidelines regarding the technical specifications for e-invoicing systems. This will help businesses understand the requirements and determine how to update their systems. Implementation timeline. While the law has been passed, the full implementation timeline is still unclear. Businesses should monitor official announcements from the Belize Tax Service Department for any updates on deadlines. Consultation period. The government plans to consult with stakeholders, including businesses and industry groups, to finalize the details of the e-invoicing system. This process could lead to delays or revisions in the regulations, so it's essential for businesses to assess.